Hiking. Stargazing.
Kayaking.
Fishing.
Adventure.
Adventure. Welcome to the ABCD Adventures
Podcast.
Hey guys, I'm Brittany, and this is my wonderful husband, Chris.
Hey guys.
We take our girls, Amelia and Daphne, on adventures through the United States to national parks, Texas State Park specifically, or anywhere Chris or I think would be fun. Mostly me, I'm the planner. So this podcast is about the lessons we learned and we learned during our experiences and our plans for future trips. Welcome to the ABCD Adventures Podcast.
All right, so we're going to start out with our adventure feature of the week. And
highlight.
Highlight of the week. Well, it says feature right there. We need to fix that. Highlight of the week. So, Britt, this is all yours. So, why don't you tell us about it?
So, I'm choosing to talk about CHS Pirate Productions because I know that we have some people, we do have like 98% of our viewers, listeners, whatever you call you wonderful people, are from USA, but we have a couple of international people that have listened in, and so I thought it would be cool if they could do the same thing for this, so that's why I wanted to highlight it.
Oh, okay.
Is for this group to be able to say they were international. And it is CHS Pirate Productions. It's led by our friend Kendra Wallace, mm-hmm. Who is amazing. I've worked with her for about 4-ish years now, and so it's been, she's great. And then they have really blown up. Like, they've gotten some great, they have some amazing seniors, that are working with them, and they've even figured out how to live stream the football game.
What do they do? What is it? You just kind of went barrel through there.
They're the, like the TV radio production.
Yeah. ATV production company. Mm-hmm. That I think they're working on a podcast.
Mm-hmm. But studio. I don't know. Oh, they are.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I'm not sure. So yeah, and so they've really blown up. You're right. Mm-hmm. They do our sports, and they try to film all our events, pep rallies, and stuff like that. And so they have a YouTube channel that you can look up, mm-hmm. if you're interested. And please give them a shout out and a like.
From ABCD Adventures.
Or just in general. So, all right. So, our joke. You want to tell me the joke?
I want to tell you the joke.
Can you tell the joke without laughing?
Yeah. Okay. So, why did the bicycle fall over?
That's bicycle?
Yeah.
I thought it was bicycle. Bailey. Where did you learn how to write?
Go Duncanville.
Jesus. All right. Say it again.
Why did the bicycle fall over?
Why?
Because it was too tired.
That's terrible.
These jokes are hilarious.
All right.
I tell the best jokes.
The best jokes. All right, so our trivia for last week was, what was the smallest national park?
Yep.
And the answer was Hot Springs, and the winner of that answer was
Chris.
Me, because no one else sent in questions, or not in questions, answers.
No one answered.
No one answered. So, if you are a listener and you haven't answered this question, and you want some merch in the distant future when we finally have it,
near future,
email us at abcdadventures2020@gmail.com. And in the meantime, we have another trivia question. And Brittany's going to have to read it.
For the world's largest trees by volume, which national park is home?
Yep. Okay.
Chris did it again.
I'm good. I win. So, again, if you have an answer to this and would like to receive some merch, email us at abcdadventures2020@gmail.com. You could also contact us and send a message through our social media outlets, which are abcdadventures at TikTok.
ABCD Adventures, yeah. I've been doing a lot of TikToks lately.
Brittany's been doing a lot of TikToks lately. They're 4 stars. 4 stars.
4 out of 4?
4 out of 4.5. 4 out of 10.
I really want to do the one where you did that to me because it's really funny.
It's kind of, she's kind of suspicious anytime she videos now. You don't know what she's doing. TikTok. Instagram, it's actually ABCD Camping right now. We're going to work on fixing that. And Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Facebook page. Of course, if you know us personally, you can always just shoot us a message or a text or whatever.
Yep.
But none of our friends
are even trying
to listen. So whatever. Whatever.
All right, so...
So for our next trip,
We have fall break coming up in a week. We have 6 more school days before we have fall break.
Don't get too many details, okay?
What?
Just.
I'm just counting down, man. Just hey. Counting down. And so we're going to do 3 different campsites.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go to Camp Finfo in New Braunfels, where we mm-hmm. went last October. That just made me realize I need to order our Halloween costumes. Then from there, we're going to go to Galveston. And we're going to spend, like, we're going to arrive there, spend an entire day, and then leave for each one. Arrive there, spend a whole day, leave. Arrive there, spend a whole day, leave. And we'll go Finfo and then Galveston State Park. So we will get to hit up a state park.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will end at Crystal Beach. We have a friend getting married there. And so we're going to the wedding. But we're also getting to camp literally, like we camped on the sand but at Grand Haven. But this time we're going to actually camp on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be fun.
Yep. And I'm excited. Even though I can't, don't seem it. But I'm excited about all the driving I get to do.
Shut up.
No, I'm excited to sleep. We're going to be at Galveston Island State Park. And we're not going to sleep on the beach side. We're going to sleep on the marsh side, which is mm-hmm. different. It's not marsh. The bay side.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be different. And I've never slept directly on the beach, Crystal Beach. Just hopefully... This experience on the Crystal Beach will be different from
than my 1 2 years ago.
And then hopefully our new trailer doesn't get stuck in the sand up to its axle. And I have to like He-Man lift it out of there. So that would be great. So it's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking forward to it. We've never had a fall break together.
Mm-hmm.
So, or at all.
Yeah. We've had like 4-day weekends and stuff, but not anything this long.
Not a full week. No, it's going to be nice. So, all right. So let's move on to our feature discussion, which is about
the trip we just did.
Yeah. Pedernales Falls State Park and LBJ State Park and National.
Historic.
Historic parks is what they are, which doesn't make them any less cooler. They're pretty mm-hmm. darn cool. So we actually need to mark both Pedernales and LBJ off our Texas map.
So they are not very far from each other. I'd say maybe 30 minutes. Yeah. It's one of those where it's like,
mm-hmm.
as a crow flies, like,
yeah.
As a crow flies, it's like.
Well, okay, so the
10 minutes, but because it's so windy, it feels a lot longer.
Yeah, the road to Pedernales, from Pedernales Falls to Johnson City is like 15 miles or 15 minutes or whatever. And then from Johnson City to...
Stonewall.
Stonewall was like another 10 minutes or whatever. like that. It was not far at all.
But we hadn't planned on doing that. But the closer we got to Pedernales, the more we went, we're not going to be able to fish. Like, we were going to go to Pedernales.
Oh yeah, we literally would look at creeks and be like, it's dry as a bone.
We went there to fly fish. We went there to go to hike some pretty hill country, you know, and then to fly fish and had there been water, we would not have left the park. Yep. We would not have left the park, but we were
by chance we had this lucky opportunity.
It was also warm, and so we didn't want to, you know, we didn't want to go on multiple hikes.
I was already hurting after the first one.
20 degrees cooler, we could have maybe made it work, but it felt, they had a sign that said it was feels like 104. In September 30th,
right,
feels like 104. It's ridiculous.
So let's lay it out. We were lucky enough to be able to leave work at 2. So we already had the trailer loaded at lunch and packed up and ready to go.
Yeah.
And so we left at 2:10-ish, I think.
No, I walked out of the door at 2.
Okay, so we got on the road at 2. And we drove. We didn't stop very much. We didn't stop for lunch. We had lunch.
We stopped for
Bathroom breaks.
Because I've been trying to increase my water intake, which has increased my bathroom breaks.
Okay. And so we ended up being about with traffic and stuff. We went a little bit different route that I had never done before. We ended up getting there about 7, which is about 5 hours.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because the drive home did not feel like five hours.
The drive there was 5 hours. The drive home was 3.5.
I swear. I don't know how that works. But anyways, so.
Well, the drive there was on a Friday afternoon.
Yeah, but I don't remember that. I think what it comes down to is that the drive home got us right onto 35. And
well, no, also we didn't have the 35 traffic in Belton.
Oh yeah, that was pretty bad.
Or Waco.
Yeah, there was a little bit of a slowdown in both those places. But anyways, so just be careful with Waze. Waze works all the time. This is not an ad for Waze, but anyways, so we got there about 7, right? And sundown was at 7:20,
like 12 or something.
And we
like
were
that.
Already seeing. Deer everywhere.
Fox. We saw a gray fox run through our campsite.
And then the moment we got to our campsite, there was a gray fox run through it. And that is the coolest thing for me because I don't know if you... That is... I've seen gray foxes before. We saw one in not California. We've never been to California. I've never been to California. Colorado. When we were at... remember when we were leaving that big... When we camped on that lake and it was super cold.
And we
You remember that fox? It was huge.
Was it the one we were going to camp at, but we had no signal and I wanted to call the girls?
No. It was in the middle of the town, Dillon Lake.
Okay. The one, when we went to,
Breck.
Yeah. Okay.
Breckenridge. Yeah. It's when we camped at Breckenridge. And we were leaving and we saw that fox. So I've seen foxes before, but I've never seen one in Texas. And so that was pretty cool. He was a small little gray fox. He was very cute. And I didn't get a chance to take a picture because it was at dusk and my camera was in the back of the car, I think.
Probably.
And so we couldn't open up the hatchback without detaching the trailer. Da, 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 da. Anyways, so we got a camp set up. The girls, for the first time ever, slept in their own
tent.
They set it up by themselves before we even
got the car. Oh, my unloaded.
They were so excited.
Like, we would barely put the car in park. It was like...
And then there it is. Poof. There's the tent.
I didn't have to push down on it to lock it.
Yeah. And then they got all their stuff put together and whatever. So they're like pros now at car camping. So by the time they get of a good age to actually do hikes, we're going to have our knees in order and our backs in order to do some overnight backpacking, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty soon. We're going to be doing 14 miles up top of the mountains. Ugh. Anyways. I mean, that sounds adventurous.
That's also why I want to start doing the fall break. Christmas break, spring break to the national parks because it could knock out a couple of days here and there. So we could add things like that.
Right. Yeah. Like, you know, one thing I would like to do is climb Guadalupe Peak. And we would need to wake up at like 4 o'clock in the morning to do it and make it in a day. Because there's no camping on it. So you have to wake up really early and start hiking and then Of course, there's more details when we get.
That's good that we're not going to Guadalupe Mountain this Christmas.
Right, right. Anywho. We set up camp. We didn't have dinner, so we went into town. We ate at a new pizza shop in Johnson City.
I gotta look it up.
It's called like Johnson City Pizzeria or something like that.
It's a brand new, just opened up, doesn't even have a liquor license yet.
But the pizza was
good. It was very good. And
the cheese didn't fret chase frozen or nothing. And Daphne ordered a sweet tea, which I don't know what's wrong with her. But apparently she's gotten her Southern delicacies again.
Oh my Lanta.
We woke up in the morning. I forgot. No. We were driving home and both the girls passed out.
And we saw zebras.
We saw zebras because apparently on the road between Johnson City and Pedernales, there's a wildlife farm. And I saw jackrabbits, but Brittany wasn't paying attention. She couldn't see them in the headlights. So that was pretty cool. They were either jackrabbits or wendigos. I can't tell you. But tons of deer. The wildlife down there is crazy. It still feels very wild compared to where we live. Of course, I mean, we live in a community, so you don't see a lot of deer. I guess if we had pecan trees, we could work that out, but whatever. Anyways, we got the girls in bed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we pretty much went to bed. I think I might have stayed up and read for a little bit.
You read for a little bit, but I decided that I was going to bed.
Yeah. So we woke up in the morning.
290 Locale Winery and Pizzeria.
Yes, 290 Pizzeria. Y'all just look that up in Johnson City, Texas. It was good pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And even if they don't have any alcohol available, it's still worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the service was fast. New. New means fast.
But you're making me want to go make cinnamon toast right now.
You were going to do that anyways. So don't do that until we're done. Let's see. So we woke up in the morning. We had oatmeal for breakfast because it was fast, but hearty.
Mm-hmm. Sticks to your ribs.
And we put on our hiking boots and we hiked down to do.
And of course, there was a snafu, an ABCD snafu. That's how I need a new hashtag. Because let's be honest, that always happens on an ABCD adventure. I forgot the girls' hiking socks.
Mm-hmm.
And Amelia will put on any shoe without a sock. She'll wear her Nike high tops that are like $150 shoes.
She wouldn't put those on.
And she was like, no, I can't do that to my. And so luckily Chris had just had like a pair of like his ankle socks, which for her like even messed, like they were perfect.
They go up past
her. They're perfect.
So she wore.
And Daphne was like, I don't need socks.
And she was fine.
Yep.
So we went and we did, what was it called? The Cedar Mill hike. We started the Cedar Mill hike.
I don't know. There were a couple of hikes. And we didn't get to go to the scenic overlook I wanted to go to. Chris was, his age is getting to him.
Yeah.
We did that hike. And I think it ended up being like four miles.
Yeah.
Ended up being 4 miles.
4 miles camp. It was 3.9 from campsite back to campsite. But we got to cross the river. Mm-hmm. The girls liked that. There was we said there wasn't a lot of water in the river. There was a little bit of water running in the river.
And but not like enough. Little, what we would call in Tennessee, what we caught in Tennessee and called fingerlings. They were like that size.
Yeah. Enough to get your feet wet, that's for sure, on the way out and the way in, you know. The girls had a great time on that hike, I think. They were fired up. They were moving fast, and I was dragging tail.
Chris, Amelia at one point got real attitude-y.
Mm.
It was...
Focus.
Damn.
What was she attitude-y about?
you were like, we're leaving. I'm done with her. I'm done with her. Like, you were, like, done.
Well, I don't remember this.
You don't remember her having the attitude?
Oh, she has attitude all the time.
No, but right before her medicine kicked in, like, remember she had this, like, then we realized, like, her medicine kicked in, boom, and she was, like, back to her old self.
Okay, continue.
Okay, well, you were like, you were just griping about her having her little attitude the whole time that we were walking. So it was just funny.
I'm glad that you told this story.
I know.
Super good. Great contribution that I'm a jerk to our kids. Thank you.
That is not what it is.
Well, that's what it sounds like because you barely told the story. You told like a quarter of what actually happened.
Okay, then what happened?
I don't know. Because you just made this up. Like she had attitude and I got on to her.
Yeah.
And then I told you like if she keeps this up, we're just going to go pack up because I'm done.
Yes.
I'm fired up. I'm fired up.
See? You're saying that this never happened and it did.
Because she kept fighting with Daphne. That's what it was.
Yeah. She needed like her humiliation. She needed her space. Near space.
As they both want to be the hiking queen. And they're fighting over that. Amaya's never wanted to be the hiking queen. In 3 years.
She's so like
And her now father. Suddenly.
She's so like her father.
Yeah, that's just like me.
Yeah.
The guy that dragged tail was like, y'all go ahead.
You've never been that far behind us.
I had my walking stick and I was going, you shall not pass. Like everybody was passing me, so
we got down. Ladies that were like, "Hey, how you doing? Hey,
hey." I'm pretty sure we got lapped by that one group. Anyways,
yes,
they went by twice. They probably hacked that twice. You know, every time. Anyways, the hike was great. Tons of scat, lots of rocks. The girls were picking up rocks covered with scat
everywhere.
Yeah,
and the granite family.
Oh yeah. No, the quartz family.
A quartz family.
You teach a child what quartz is, and they pick up every rock they think there is, and it's quartz. They think it's quartz.
It's quartz, and it's a quartz baby, and now we have a quartz mama, and then we got a quartz sister, and ooh, there's a quartz grandma, and I'm like...
You know, you just need quartz walking. Anyways, keep quartz walking. Anyways, we got off the hike, and we took off our boots, and we got in the car, and... washed our faces. We drove to Johnson City and we went to the national park, the childhood home of Lyndon Baines Johnson. And we explored that and we got their books and we kind of realized their national park books or whatever, their Junior Ranger books.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of realized that they're not going to be able to pull that off in just like a one day thing.
We could have pulled it off in a one day.
If we had stayed at that one park,
mm-hmm. we could have pulled it off in 30 minutes. Or if we had just gone to the national park.
Right.
And not the state park too.
Right. But the state park had fun stuff
in it. No, I absolutely.
So we decided we would go ahead and truck on to the state park and the big national park, the Texas White House. I'm sure it got wild. And so that's in Stonewall. So it's a little ways outside of Johnson City on 290 towards Fredericksburg. And past High, I think, right?
Past High.
And it was beautiful when we got there. It's famous in the spring for its wildflowers, which we need to go back and check that out. But, it was beautiful just then. It was just open prairie. We went in and registered at the Texas State Park, headquarters. They didn't have a national park headquarters there. We were able to stamp our book for both. Not at the Texas State headquarters, but you stamp your book, for the national park
inside
at his very first school
mm-hmm. that he went when he was 4 years old with Miss Katie.
We were able to have lunch at a roadside park inside. I guess a roadside.
It was kind of between the two.
Well, yeah, it was beside the river
uh-huh.
between the two, And then we did, we were able to see some Longhorns. Mm-hmm. We took some pictures of those. And then we went down to the Buffalo Loop, and they had some buffalo.
Bison.
Daphne loved bison. Daphne loves her bison. And then we went and did, they have a living
farm.
History farm.
Where Daphne picked cotton. At LBJ's friends and family's farm.
And they asked questions.
They were fascinated by all of it.
And they loved it, which makes their history daddy.
Hey, and you know that what? Seems like you know what thing. I appreciate? Their history
loving
you,
daddy. That still sounds bad.
Do you know what I loved is that when he said it was the Sours room, mm-hmm. and we both thought he was talking about because it was the canning.
The canning room.
The sour canned
pickles.
Yeah. And so, like, the fact that I actually thought that, and I was like, oh, okay. And I'm like, Chris, that is exactly what he was talking about, and I have no idea. And to know that you didn't know it either, I feel much better.
Oh, it was the Sour House. That was what it was. Yeah. He said it was the Sour House.
Or Sour Cabin.
So this is where they do, or the Sour Cabin. I'm like, oh, so this is where they do their pickling then, and they just called it souring.
Yeah.
Okay. Which doesn't make sense, now that I think about it, because I'm a dummy.
But, like, I'm just glad to know that I wasn't the only one that thought that.
They got to pick cotton and explore that. There were basically two houses.
What made it? It was, like in the 1910s.
1918. Yeah.
What's the 1910s?
Yeah. I was being specific. Then we were able to go back, and we drove across the Pedernales, and we went to the schoolhouse and got our national park stamp. And that was where Daphne made the connection and apparently, like, had this emotional attachment now to Lyndon LBJ. Baines Johnson. And she wants to be his best friend, even though he's been dead for about 50 years.
My mom found her books on Lyndon Baines Johnson, and Daphne started crying. She was like, Grammy, you really did? Because, like, my mom found just, like, articles and stuff and, like, compiled them together. Like, that girl's going to sleep with those things.
That's so weird.
If you know anyone that can make a Lyndon Baines Johnson's doll for Christmas.
Baby doll, for that matter.
I think the grown man doll.
I looked for one.
Would be hilarious.
I looked for one. I bet we can find one in Austin. Anyways, we got to explore. We got to go see his ranch. The ranch was really cool.
We got to see his grave.
On the grave and where he grew up, I think. Mm-hmm. Right? We saw that house.
The house he grew up.
His grandfather's house. Mm-hmm. They had some Hereford cattle. Tons of deer. Mm-hmm. Just acting like they were safe. We saw some bucks.
It was really neat to see because there were some private residences.
Mm-hmm. We got to see some bucks, as Amelia would say, fighting over the ladies.
She thinks that she's got a boyfriend. She knows all the things.
Mm-hmm. We got to see the Air Force One and a half.
I actually thought we were going to be able to, like, go in. I didn't think we were just going to be able to, like, look. I was a little disappointed about that.
Yeah, me too. But it is what it is. They're trying to preserve it. It's still, Brittany and I, we walked out there and I said, it smells like the 70s.
It really did. He was not lying. Even though neither one of us existed in the 70s, it's what
we've been in places. We've been in places that smell like the 70s. We had grandparents that never left the 70s or the 80s. Anyways, and then after that, we finished it. We walked around.
We went back to Johnson City.
Yeah, and we went to, what was the name of the winery?
It was the farmhouse.
Backyard. Yes.
No, it was just the farmhouse.
And it was nice. We had fun there. Got a nice charcuterie board with some Texas caviar.
It was a little more expensive.
AKA balsamic.
It was a little more expensive than what we normally do. So it was kind of felt nice to kind of give ourselves a little treat.
Yep. And then we gassed up. And we went to the Texas Hills Winery.
Texas Hills Winery, yes.
We found out that Daphne needs a German short-haired
pointer,
a GSP.
She needs some dog that'll play fetch with her.
Because our dogs suck. No, you're beautiful, even though you're dirty.
You're beautiful.
And then we went back to the campsite, and we just kind of hung out there, for a little bit.
Made dinner.
We made dinner. Well, Brittany made dinner.
Well, we did. We played cornhole.
And the kids like judged us. The kids rode their bikes a lot on this trip.
Did you beat me the second time, or did we stop playing?
I think we just stopped.
Okay.
So,
we need to get like a notebook where we like keep, and like the whole like podcast season we should like play. Like the end, we have a champion.
Okay. Well, we can start that. And then we went back up out of the park. Because it got cloudy. We couldn't, like,
well, whatever. And we also, in the times that we left the park and came back a couple of times, we noticed there was this little, we kind of looked like a hole in the wall, but it was like a hole in the woods, I guess it would be. But it was just this little outpost is what it was called. It's called, Petronelli's Fall Outpost. And we thought it said beer, wine, shaved ice.
Mm-hmm.
But it said beer, wine,
something, and then ice. Snacks
and ice. And so we didn't know that. So we're like, but we thought it was shaved ice. And so
it turns out that it has a little concert venue.
Yeah. But we go there thinking the girls are going to get snow cones. And we walk in and it's kind of like that Luckenbach feel where like, oh, mm-hmm. There's not going to be like snow cones here.
Yeah.
And so the guy was like, oh, the girls want ice cream. And so they have like the like little cones, ice cream, like the dipped cone things. Yep. with the peanuts and stuff. They had those, that kind of stuff. And it was awesome. But they had a little blues
Bear Ryan.
And they're going to be one of our highlights later. So we'll talk more about them later. Mm-hmm.
Playing blues on cigar boxes, but we'll talk more.
Yes. And so that was really fun. Mm-hmm. And then we went back and we went in and we tried to do Amelia's telescope.
Homeboy, the behind the counter, gave them a bunch of candy.
Yeah.
That they tore into. So Daphne, they were all was like sticky.
Yeah, they were sticky, so they messed up and so we're gonna have to clean that and fix that. Need to
clean that. But everything was sticky, so it was really weird and things had been undone where they weren't supposed to be undone. So anyways, and then by the time we got it all put together, there was a cloud over the moon.
Yeah.
And over the stars. So we just put it up and we got them in bed. And we just woke up the next morning. And thanks to our new trailer, it was an easy pack up. And we got breakfast on the road and got on home. And we were able to back the trailer into the garage eventually. And
oh my gosh, that was so funny. I'm pretty sure that was harder than any backing up of the RV ever was.
I think what it came down to is that I didn't want to scratch the BMW or run over you. And
I love how the BMW is the number one priority in that scenario.
You were between. I would have hit the BMW to avoid hitting you. Okay.
You just had
but you were between. Okay, stop. You were between the trailer and the BMW, and it kept looking like you were like, it's good. But it looked like the back end of the trailer was going into you. Like, it was like the worst freaking angle.
And it was fine.
And so, but it looked like you would be trapped between. And I was like,
cut my bottom half, and like, we'd like say goodbye.
Like,
and
they're like, we can save her top half. What should we do? We're going to add something to the bottom. The bottom half is gone. What should we do?
You're like, mermaid?
Mermaid.
Mermaid.
Mermaid. She's always wanted a bathtub.
I'd be like, oh.
She's the weirdest counselor ever. Anyways, this podcast went off the rails.
Have we jumped shark? Have we jumped the shark?
What I was trying to get to is that it was easy to put up. We didn't have to unload something like we normally do. Are you going to be okay? We backed the trailer in, and I tried to take a nap.
You did take a nap.
No, I did not. I never fell asleep.
We were snoring.
No, I was play snoring, so you'd leave me alone.
Whatever. Honey, I was in the kitchen, and I could hear you.
I was not. Snoring. Baby, you couldn't hear me through the walls. It's not possible.
Yeah.
Brittany, don't laugh like that's true. That's not true. The Crystal had the TV blaring the entire time.
I could hear
five episodes of Friends.
I could hear you.
Big Bang Theory, whatever it was. Anyways. All right. I think that's it. We saw an axis deer. That was pretty cool. I did. Brittany didn't care. Anything else to add?
No.
No? I think that we covered everything. It was a pretty good trip. It was a good trip. Chance, go to Pedernales Falls State Park. Stay at campsite 20.
Oh, no, no. There is one thing. One other thing we did after we came back, before we had dinner, we went, instead of going from LBJ straight to our site, we were like, oh, let's go to the Falls Overlook.
Right.
We did do and that. It's funny because, again, the river was dried out. So there were little patches and like puddle-ish of water, but there weren't like, there were no falls. There was no like falls. And so Daphne was like, hey, remember when we went that and we hiked to the falls that weren't falls?
Hey, listen here, you little snot.
And it's like, yes. And honestly, again, Chris was hurting. I think, like he said, we need to walk more. But he was hurting walking down to the falls or walking down to the overlook because I wanted to walk onto the rock. And he was like, please, please don't. And I think he said he was hurting because he didn't want to tell me no. Because he knows if he was like, I don't want you to get hurt, I'd be like, I'm doing it anyway. But if it's like, oh, he's hurting, I would sacrifice not doing it.
Still made me walk down there.
No.
Still kind of bitter about it.
No, but I didn't make you walk onto the falls.
The falls that weren't falls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I figure we'll go sometime when the falls are, you know.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Waters.
Yeah, there's actual water there.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you want to talk there about our next podcast?
So, our next podcast, so, you know, we said we were going to go to Camp Finfo, Galveston State Park, and Crystal Beach. Mm-hmm. That'll be a 1 to 3 episode arc somewhere in between there. It'll be at least 1, maybe 3, because we'll definitely do a Finfo, and then we may do just the whole beach one, but we may do Galveston and Crystal Beach each on their own, so it could be a whole episode, a 3-episode arc. Mm-hmm. Why are you doing that to your face?
Just oh my gosh.
Next episode will definitely be Camp Finfo. We will be joined by the Meeks family. They are on YouTube under Once Upon an Adventure. Remember they sent you that YouTube video?
No, I don't remember that. But okay.
They're going to be on their YouTube channel.
Okay.
And yeah.
So yeah, we'll be at Camp Finfo in a week.
Cha, bro.
Cha. So thank you for listening to the ABCD Adventures podcast. We hope you've enjoyed learning a little bit more about Pedernales Falls and the LBJ historic sites, national and state. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook at ABCD Adventures. Or if you don't find it underneath Adventures, find, look at camping. But it's always the ABCD. Also, email us at abcdadventures2020@gmail.com. Anytime with ideas, suggestions on topics and trips. And also, if you have that trivia answer,
hit us up.
Some merch, hit us up. Thank you for listening. And remember to
go where you feel most alive.